now a reading from Psalm 118. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festival procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel is from Mark chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back immediately." So they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "Hey, what are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Please be seated. I saw the smiles on your face when the King's kids were jumping. Just to let you know, the sanctuary choir has tried that too without much success. We have a lot to learn, I guess. But the shout of Hosanna keeps ringing in our ears throughout the day, from sanctuary choir songs to us singing at the beginning to King's kids and his harmony, all reminding us of the word. Hosanna, save us, Jesus, save us. Now, I always like a good question when it comes to looking at a Bible text for preaching. It's always good to have that question just jump out at you. And there is one question in the lesson for today for Palm Sunday. It's a day of triumphant entry. Jesus loved by the whole crowd. I mean, who wouldn't love someone that you heard that had brought people back from the dead, who cured people's illnesses, who somehow included people that were excluded too often? Jesus was noticed by not just the mass of people, but also by the church religious leaders and the authorities, the government officials as well. This was Jesus' day, you see. All eyes were on him. And so the question is this: so Jesus, why are you doing this? That's the question in the lesson. Why are you doing this? Why put yourself into harm's way? We all know the end of the week story. The people will be persuaded by the religious leaders to turn against Jesus. Doesn't take too much of an effort to do that. The government will see Jesus as a threat and will be afraid of Jesus. We already knew that too. Even Jesus' disciples, those folks who were basking in the popularity of this day, will deny Jesus and run away. Why, Jesus, why in all creation are you doing this? Now, I know people who put themselves in harm's way. Those who serve in the armed services, those whose jobs are to protect, those who stand up for rights of others when they are being denied. These are all kinds of people who put themselves into harm's way. But Jesus, didn't you have a choice, Jesus? We all have choices. That's what we say every day, right? We all have choices. Was it out of duty, Jesus, or obligation? Oh, I know how that works. We have many times in our life where we do things out of obligation. Oh, I'm not sure if I want to go, but you go anyway because you're obligated. But Jesus, I remember when your family fled the killing. Pastor Julie reminded us at our pastor's text study this week that when Jesus was born, his family fled the killing of Herod. They fled to Egypt. But now Jesus rides right into the face of killing. Jesus enters knowing what is waiting for him. Why, Jesus? Why are you doing this? And I can only think of one reason. It goes beyond duty, and it goes beyond obligation. It is at the heart of who Jesus is and what he has been doing all of his life. Jesus is willing to be here today and is willing to be with us each day only because that's what love is about. Jesus said that he loved the whole world, even when the world turned against him. Jesus says, I love you, even when we turn against Jesus. This is not surface love. Don't confuse this with the kind of love that's here today and gone tomorrow. The kind of love that comes and goes so quickly, we sometimes don't even remember what it looks like. This is love, as St. Paul said to those Christians in Rome, a love that will never go away. Not because of death or life or all the powers of the world. Nothing can take that love away. This is the love we all crave and we all need. Love that is willing to sacrifice. I think that's really hard for us because we have become so accustomed to live in a world that is so much focused on what we want. Me, 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 we cry. I don't care what generation it's called nowadays. It sounds the same. But Jesus broke through that pattern and was willing to give up his whole life. I'm not sure if I could just keep on shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, or yes, 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 or keep on singing, wow, this is a great gift of love, or somehow be silenced in the awe of such sacrificial love. I'm not sure which response is the best. Maybe all three. We pray. Loving Jesus, all we can say is thank you. Thank you for not turning your back on us, for being willing to enter into a city of hostile minds and actions and words, willing to come into our own hostile world today. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for being willing to love us. Amen.